So, launching into the entertainment segments now, and we're going to have some theatre insights for you, and kicking off with the first one. This is an insight into the audio-described performance of 222, A Ghost Story, at the Regent Theatre, Stoke-on-Trent, and this took place on the 2nd of October 2025. There wasn't a touch door, but the performance started at 7:30pm, and it was described by Mind's Eye Description. It's written by Alicia Oakley and read by myself, Tim Calvert. I was excited to get the chance to see 222, A Ghost Story, having heard great things about the play since it first opened several years ago, and I was not disappointed. From the very first moment, the audience is shocked to attention with a loud scream, setting the tone of the spooky story from the outset. A detailed set includes a modern kitchen which sits at stage left with a multitude of props which are used extensively throughout the show, such as cookware, glasses, crockery and working appliances like the kettle. The remainder of the stage is a large living dining room of Jenny and Sam's new home, which is yet to be decorated with ripped and faded wallpaper and exposed brick. The rear of the stage is equipped with some modern patio doors that lead into a small yard that is utilised throughout. I was somewhat sceptical about the casting of real-life married couple Stacey Dooley and Kevin Clifton to play Jenny and Sam, a married couple and new parents to daughter Phoebe. As neither are primarily known as dramatic actors, I was impressed with their performances and felt Jenny's genuine fear from the outset, fear of something supernatural that she feels, also resides in their new home and was suitably annoyed by Sam's matter-of-fact dismissal of Jenny's fear at every turn. We also get to know Lauren and Ben, Siobhan Marks and Grant Kilburn, their dinner party guests, and the intricate relationships that emerge between the four as we wait for 2:22 a.m. Grant does well to serve up some comedic relief as the suspense builds throughout the play towards the titular time. Listening to the audio description for this performance was a great opportunity, as being sat to the right side of the auditorium meant that some of the kitchen scenes were obstructed, and the audio description was helpful in explaining the actors' movements in this area. Customer service member Grace was very helpful in getting everything set up on the mobile Connect app to connect to the AD, and Becky was very accommodating within the auditorium and made sure that I felt comfortable to use the mobile phone throughout the show if I encountered any issues. I really enjoyed this gripping thriller, which uses a small but stellar case to build tension throughout and brings us to a satisfying conclusion that I did not see coming. As many mysteries do, the play concludes with a reminder of shh, don't tell, urging the audience not to reveal the ending to any other potential future guests. So we won't do it here either. And keep listening, we'll give you all the information of all the facilities available at the Regent and forthcoming audio described performances in the review that will be coming up of an insight into The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical on the Regent Theatre. So keep listening out for that.